It's Brian and Tricia, and on the phone we have Judy Hess, the 2021 Derby Festival Chair as part of the AT&T Morning Line. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you doing this morning? It is a great week for Derby and the festival.
And the festival, it surely is. We're excited. We're just excited to be back. We don't have every event that we normally have, but we have so many events that we were able to put out for folks to participate in a different way. We've certainly used virtual participation, but some things like today, the marathon started. That's real. That's runners out. This year, running in two states, Kentucky and Indiana. It has a virtual component, but an amazing number of people selected to actually run the course, and that's why it'll be spread out over 4 days so we can stagger them. Our marching orders were to protect the health and safety of everyone with whatever we presented, and that we're super conscious of that.
Well, that is not the only thing that has had to kind of be rethought. I mean, are there other activities that are going on during this Derby Festival?
Oh, sure. We definitely had to rethink two of our signature events, Thunder, which was last weekend, and there probably was a small army of doubting Thomases, but it went off beautifully. It was designed to be watched on television, and the TV show was spectacular, with drones and simultaneous fireworks going off in three parts of the region, all synchronized to the same music. It was a fabulous show.
That's really thinking outside the box and, you know, making things work in the circumstances.
Terrific staff, this KDF staff. Many of them, or most of them, are seasoned festival staff that would know what we had and know what we can do. And next year, they'll know where we can go. But they protected the tradition and still managed to find a way for us to go forward. Next year, it'll only get better.
And this, for you, this is your second year as the Derby Festival Chairwoman. And so you came into this last year with having to, you know, think creatively, and, you know, because it was so different. How has it been this year?
Well, this year more exciting, because in the end, last year, we had a festival, a normal festival planned, and we had to cancel that early on in the year. We retooled and had festival events planned for the fall, closer to the rescheduled Derby last year, and had to cancel those. So we were a kind of go stop last year. This year, through the worst of the pandemic, we worked feverishly to come up with something that would be possible. And this is a very creative and innovative staff. I can tell you from listening to chairs from other festivals around the country, and we're one of the bigger ones. Lots just chose to cancel everything again for 2021. Our group felt it was important to have something that was enjoyable. And the real measurement for us, we also did a different kind of parade this year, not the big extravaganza down Broadway, but into everyone's neighborhoods. We went out into the community, and we spent 2 days, 10 hours, going into 35 neighborhoods and 60 miles. And I tell you, it was so rewarding to see children jumping up and down, happy seniors walking out on their porch to see something that seemed familiar to them go by. Just miles and miles and miles of smiles, lots of thank you signs, which was very moving. So that's just another example of how we retooled for this year.
Well, I appreciate the efforts that you and the whole team put forth, because this is what people need. People need to have, you know, something that they're familiar with, and your efforts are greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you so very much.
All right. Judy Hess, 2021 Derby Festival Chair, and we are Quixie 98.3.